No panic zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's a Steve Gruber show, and may we never be canceled. Here are three big things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, Wild Bill Gates was quite the party animal who loved strip joints and crazy naked bachelor parties. And Melinda hated his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. The whiz kid went wild. We'll talk about that. Number two, Pfizer ready to move forward with its vaccination of kids 12 to 15 after the FDA allows emergency use authorization for that age group. But many are wondering if it's a good idea. Only 282 in that age group have died from COVID. And number one, the city of Detroit is officially losing its chief of police as James Craig, the best chief in America, ready to hang it up in about 3 weeks, set his badge down. Craig has been in law enforcement for more than four decades, working in Detroit first, then Los Angeles, before becoming chief in Portland, Maine, and Cincinnati, and then coming full circle back to Detroit. This is the first part of what could be a much bigger move on the part of the veteran law enforcement officer. He says public service is all he really cares about. Yep, James Craig announcing his retirement after 8 years of being in Detroit Monday. He made it clear he's exiting voluntarily and only has great things to say about his journey from being an officer in Detroit. He was laid off there. In 1977, he said that was the most fortunate thing. He went to L.A. for three decades, then became chief in Portland, Maine, and Cincinnati, and again, back to Detroit. Here's what he had to say.
Today, I announce that I'll be retiring on June 1st. And I got to make this point because I've heard a lot over the last 72 hours. I am voluntarily leaving. I'll say it again. I am voluntarily leaving. We saw what happened to many chiefs across this country. You know, some were forced out. Some retired because they didn't feel supported. And some were fired. So I'm leaving in a good place. I love this city. And I love this state.
Craig, who survived COVID-19 and the protests in the streets, plus the rioting that took over other cities, said the last year has been the toughest ever for so many. But he says the most important thing is Detroit did not burn. And everyone around the country should take notice for how well things have been handled in the Motor City. Here he is.
I've witnessed this city experience a historic turnaround, face new and unprecedented challenges. Working together, we have continued to succeed during these difficult times. We all know what last year was like. We went through COVID, still going through COVID. At one point, we had 650 officers quarantined. And so we had to make some very quick adjustments. Certainly, I'm a COVID survivor, but we prevailed. And then the weeks, the many days, in excess of 100 days of protests. And yeah, we had some instances where there was violence directed to our police officers, but once again, we prevailed. But most importantly, we didn't retreat. The city did not burn. And we're a model for the country.
And we are a model for the country. I've said it here on this program for a very long time that James Craig is the best police chief in America for a variety of reasons. Number one, he trusts his citizens. He trusts the people of Detroit and has a great relationship with the people of Detroit. When he knew that officers couldn't respond in a timely fashion, he advised residents of Detroit that could legally do so to buy a firearm to defend yourself. Let's be honest, the police can't always be there. He didn't allow the city to be burned. He didn't allow rioters and looters to run free in the streets. But where is he politically? In the last few days, Craig has been named as a likely candidate to jump into the Republican field for governor, get in the primary, and possibly face Gretchen Whitmer challenging her for the job of leading the state altogether. Now, it's a decision he says he is yet to make, but a lot of people are saying, is he really a Republican? Here's what he said.
Well, let me just say this. Yes, I am a Republican. I've been a Republican, I think, as I was transitioning from Los Angeles, and there's a story behind that, then into Maine, and there's certainly a story behind that. So it's been well over, conservatively, 10, 11 years. I'm a conservative, and many of you knew that. Many of you already knew it, and some of my team knew it. But as a police chief, I serve everyone. I've gotten countless calls, text messages, Facebook shots, emails from people across this great state, Democrats and Republicans, who said they want me to seek office. I have not made that decision. I'm not ruling it out. There's an appropriate time. I will get past this, and then I will come out with a decision. So I hope that answers. I know many of you have that question, so I am not ruling it out.
Not ruling it out. In fact, he went on to say that his life is public service. Of course, him staying on the sidelines, at least for the short term, means other candidates for governor may get in the interim. We'll keep an eye on that field of candidates, as we know there are some people looking closely at getting into the race. But what do people really know about James Craig? That's a question put forth by a Detroit News op-ed piece and others asking, okay, he's a Republican, he says, but what else do we know about him? He's great for law and order, but a lot of folks don't really know what his positions are on critical issues like the lockdowns or the border or abortion or taxes or a host of other things that face each and every one of us every day. So James Craig is a high-profile individual, and let's be honest, let's give credit where credit is due. He did not let his city burn down. He has a solid relationship with the Democratic mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, and together they kept Detroit intact. When Minneapolis burned and Portland burned and all of these other cities were in chaos and crisis with rioting and looting and violence, Detroit didn't have those problems. Because James Craig, a native son of Detroit, said, not on my watch. I hope that Detroit is fortunate enough to get somebody just as good when he leaves that post at the end of the month. His political future, hard to say, but he says public service is where his life is. He's 64 years old. He'll be leaving June 1. And said he has been a conservative, as you heard him say there, for more than a decade. It's not something new. He's been that way for quite some time. Craig, here's a comment. Tony Daunt said, Craig has established a great name through his work at the police department in the state's largest city. And coming from Tony Daunt, longtime Michigan Republican Party official, member of the State Board of Canvassers. I have a friend who said, I'd really hate to be in charge of FOIAs at the Detroit and Cincinnati police departments, said Daunt with a laugh, referring to Craig's last two employers and the expected push to uncover details about him. As the Democrats do their oppo research, unlike a candidate from the private sector, Craig's emails and records as a police official are subject to open records requests. We'll see where this all goes. Of course, Rick Snyder had never held political office either before he ran for governor and won in Michigan. We'll keep an eye on James Craig. We'll keep an eye on who else challenges Gretchen Whitmer. It's quite a race going forward. Bill Heisinger will join us. Gordon Chang here this hour. Charlie LaDuff, speaking of Gretchen Whitmer and the investigation into that secret trip to Florida. It's all coming in the next few minutes here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. And you can always check in at stevegruber.com. Drop me a note if you'd like. I'd like to hear your comments on any topic, stevegruber.com. And you can always listen live there. If you're on the road or don't know where you're going to be, go to stevegruber.com, click the listen live button. I'll be right in your pocket for the whole ride. All right, we'll be right back.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOLTLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next. And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.